I feel very good with the turnout and what the pouring of people have come out, and also the amount of messages that I've gotten over the last few days. It has been the case for me for the last 6 years, and it has been the case for me when my grandfather was alive. So it is part of my daily life with the justice system that we have here. And
do you think that's something that comes from Holland, that it has to do with interference from Holland?
Well, I think that they didn't get through with my grandfather. It ended up killing him. At the sense of the day that they feel that they didn't finalize it with him, so it continues with his grandson. It's a pity. I thought the relationship with the Netherlands, we tried to walk a good one. It's a pity that we've come to this, but I don't know what the real political agenda of the Netherlands is, who they really want to work with or what they want to work with, because St. Maarten itself is suffering. This World Bank scenario of trying to help the country, we're 1 year later after the hurricane, and very little has been done for St. Maarten. And the people are the ones that are suffering. And, you know, as a politician that you know, has been elected for the people, it hurts my heart because basically I'm sidelined, and I know that we could have moved the country far ahead after the 1 year, and that we are not having to be dependent on the World Bank monies. And I think that this is just a way of keeping the population and the country down.